This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Yes, it is Dom time. Big news right before we came on with this deal with NATO buying armaments from America, and that'll be decided based upon us having to keep our supply and then sluiced off in some way, shape, or form to Ukraine. A win-win-win. The Epstein matter, though, still over the weekend, in my view, bigger surge than before of people complaining about it, wanting accountability. Who can answer all those questions? Coming up in a moment, Bill O'Reilly will be here. Bill has said that he has talked to President Trump man-to-man about the Epstein thing, basically along the lines of why... why not release this? And the aforementioned, boy, this is quick. Right off, he's on the air for hours there. Bill O'Reilly. Thank you, Bill. Thanks for joining us.
Anytime, Dom. How you doing?
Very well, Bill. So let's start. Which one have you been? I guess you've been on the air. The Russia deal, let's start with, and we'll swing to Epstein. Tariffs, 50 days. NATO buys the armaments. Gives them to Ukraine, but it doesn't seem to be anything where Ukraine's going to extend its reach, being able to hit targets in Russia.
I can't answer that question with any certainty. I'm not a military expert. What Trump is doing is basically sending a signal to all bad Vlad that this is just the beginning, and the whole world is going to punish you except China and North Korea if you continue to do this. I don't expect it's going to have any immediate effect on Putin. He's a psychopath. He enjoys killing people, lives for it. He's on the cover, as you know, of Confronting Evil, which comes out September 9th, my next book. And but in the end, if the Ukrainians can defend themselves to the degree that the Russians are still taking thousands of casualties a week, then Putin might draw back sometime in the fall.
Yeah, again, finished the book over the weekend, Confronting Evil, Bill, and Putin is one that I would star in there. Of course, I'm so glad to see Trump engage in this finally. In the book, too, if you want to pre-order, Henry VIII is a surprising addition, but a very interesting outside the box when it comes to evil.
It's just... The man's evil was so personal. That's why I put him in there. Mao and Hitler and Stalin and to some extent Putin. Putin's not as bad as his idol Stalin. They just wiped out masses of people. But Henry VIII is wiping out wives and brothers. And I mean, he's
very personal.
You know, it's like, my God. So I'm glad you read it. I hope you liked it.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Bill. And full endorsement, particularly when we get the book out and we have you on. With the Epstein thing, I can't determine that you're making any kind of suggestion on your own part. But Trump apparently told you innocent people would be hurt if, quote, I'll put in quotes because we don't even know what that means anymore, files were released of Epstein's clients.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to him about it on St. Patrick's Day along with the Kennedy and King files. And the Kennedy files got out right away. King, no. I'm not exactly sure why. Because I'd like to know a little bit about who financed James Earl Ray, the assassin of Martin Luther King Jr. On the Epstein front, this is not a difficult task. And it's one of those things, and they crop up every month or so, where it's really inexplicable. If you go to BillO'Reilly.com on the message of the day, I basically say all I have to do is hold a press conference and say, this is what we got. We're not going to put out individual names of somebody who might have had lunch with Epstein because that person's life will be ruined. And every fair-minded American would agree with that. So we're not going to do that. But we are going to tell you that this is the extent of what we have. If there is an ongoing criminal investigation by the FBI, they need to tell the folks that. But it can be done without ruining anybody's life, an innocent person's life. And for the life of me, I don't understand why President Trump isn't making that happen.
Wow. You don't even have a theory on this because I have none. I don't think Trump is in there. It would have come out a long time ago, all that stuff. Bragg and everybody else would have been on it. So is there any speculation that you think is reasonable? Why?
No. I mean, Merrick Garland and President Biden had this information for 4 years.
Right.
And you know damn well
right.
if there were any major Republicans, including Donald Trump, that were in any way besmirched by the information, they would have put it out. So that comes off the table immediately. There is a suspicion because Epstein did receive favorable federal treatment in Florida the first time around when he was convicted of using underage minors in sexual activity. And he did get favorable treatment. There's no doubt about it. So now there's a suspicion that this is a carry-on from that. Now, that's as far as my information goes. And I'm not, like all the others, going to say, well, this might have happened. It's going to happen.
Right, right.
That's just a waste of everybody's time. It really is.
Here's the thing, though. Bill, you are the best person to bring on. We've been through this so many times, I think, with Trump. You're reliable. You get it. You see, you've written the book about him. You've studied him. You've had a long relationship. Does he get it? This won't sink him with MAGA supporters and all that. But they're not going to give up on this. You have too many right-wing influencers. You have the infighting, Bongino on record versus Pam Bondi, who I like Bondi, but I think she got out way ahead of herself, teasing stuff on Fox constantly. This isn't going away. Over the weekend, we saw another spasm of this big time.
I get a lot of mail now that we have more than a million subscribers on YouTube, and that's youtube.com/Bill O'Reilly. I get mail from all over the world, and it reflects what viewers of YouTube, my television outfit, No Spin News, and a lot of it is about Epstein. And it isn't so much about voyeurism. It's about we don't want rich, powerful people protected by our government. That's the recurring theme of this. Now, there are some MAGAs that say, I don't care, he's dead, so what, leave Trump alone. I would say maybe it's a 50-50 split in the MAGA community about the outrage that some powerful might be being protected other than leave it alone, who cares? But that's a big number. And if I were talking to Donald Trump, and I have not in a while, I would say get Bondi and then put Merrick Garland's chair out there with his picture on it because he's not going to show up to a press conference. But both of them should have the press conference. And, you know, 20 minutes, because the same questions will be asked over and over. This is what we know, and we want the American people to be confident that our justice system is equal justice for all. That's what it's about.
You hit upon something I've been trying to emphasize, too. The MAGA base, this idea, the elites getting away with it, they see Trump as the avenging angel, and this finally, you know, still Hillary Clinton or whatever. And it's not so much just about Epstein. It's about that broad concept, Bill. And I think that's why it's going to be hard to push away on this. It's a cornerstone. The elites are not going to get away with stuff anymore.
Right. Now, Trump is correct when he says, why are you so obsessed about this? It doesn't reach the level of the tariffs for China or Russia or Iran. That's correct. But the confidence the American people has in the Trump administration has been a bit eroded, not to a point that it's DEFCON 7, but it doesn't have to happen at all. So that's my question to all of the MAGA people, all of the Trump administration. Why aren't you doing what is simple to do and there's no downside to it? It's only an upside for you to do it. Why don't you do it? And, you know, you don't get an answer to that question.
Trump's personality, too, doesn't seem to be one after a period of time that he's just going to bristle and he's just not going to do it, that he'll cut a deal. He'll do something to get past this.
Yeah, he's stubborn in the sense that, you know, but I had to tell you, when I talked to him about it on St. Patrick's Day, Dom, he wasn't defensive at all about it. He was like, yeah, you know, we got to get it out. And I didn't see any of that, you know, reticence at all. And it was a conversation that lasted maybe, I mean, I was talking to, it was a cabinet meeting. I was talking to him about a whole bunch of
stuff.
That's
right.
This was just one of the topics. But I had no, I knew the Kennedy files were going to get out fast. They did. And I had no expectation to be a controversy over Epstein.
What position have you taken? I still think Epstein killed himself, but this opens that up again. What have you said about it?
Well, I know the New York coroner's office, which gives me an advantage over every other reporter. And they wouldn't lie about it. They wouldn't. And it's not hard. An autopsy is not hard to see. A self-inflicted suicide other than a murder. That's not hard. A medical student can do that. So once the New York authorities signed off on it, I knew that he committed suicide. It's as simple as that.
Hey, Bill, you mentioned the YouTube channel. How new is that? And you have a million viewers already?
Yeah, it's an amazing phenomenon. So I don't even know what YouTube is. I've never been
well,
there.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. We go back to the days of calling BlackBerry Crackberries, right?
You know, if you said, hey, O'Reilly, can you just guide me to YouTube? I go, no. I've never been there. I've never been to TikTok. Instagram. I don't know any of it. I'm a Luddite. So my staff, which is younger, everybody's younger than me, says, look, you know, we've got such a powerful train here of information, radio, television, books, everything. We got to get into social media. And I said, sure. So they designed this YouTube bonus, which is a 10 to 15 minute commentary that we don't do on television, totally separate, much more personal. And we threw it out there, and now we have more than a million subs. And there are very few people on earth that have more than a million on YouTube. And that was just, I don't know, 2-3 months.
Wow.
So we could do 5, and we didn't do any marketing on it, only on my show. We haven't done any outside marketing on it. We do sell, and you know, sponsorship is phenomenal. And here's the thing. I got invited to China to do the event with the Politburo over there because of YouTube.
Wow.
Because they watch YouTube.
Yeah.
And I got yelled at by the president of Malaysia because of YouTube. Because I said, you know, when she visited Malaysia saying, oh, we don't need it. U.S. markets will sell our stuff to Malaysia. And I pointed out that the average home in Malaysia makes $5,000 a year. So don't be banking on that. the president of Malaysia called a press conference, said O'Reilly's a colonialist, all on YouTube.
This is the best fodder imaginable for a host, yeah.
And apparently it's so popular in Ireland that people are coming to the United States, you know, wanting, saying, well, where's O'Reilly? That's what everybody's talking about in Ireland because of YouTube. And here's something else your audience might be interested in. The No Spin News goes out too, but the EU blocks it, censors it.
Right.
And the way they do that is they charge you $250,000 to buy defamation insurance.
Oh.
And so any independent entrepreneurial venture isn't going to pay $250,000 to EU to get an access in the European countries. And that's because they don't want social media from outside to go into Europe.
Wow.
What a con.
Yeah, exactly.
Unbelievable con. And then they say, well, what if you're sued? Well, what if I'm sued? That had nothing to do with you. They're going to sue me. No, we have to have a jury at $250,000. What? I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
So again, YouTube circumvents that. They can't stop YouTube. They can in China. Chinese people cannot get YouTube. They're blocked out of it. But in Europe, they had not done that yet. You can still get it.
Wow, what a story. Always, Bill. Where's the best place to go for all things Bill O'Reilly?
BillO'Reilly.com. We really have a good show tonight. Oh, boy. So sign up to be a premium member, a concierge member. You get everything O'Reilly, free books, everything. And then, you know, we're all over the place. We're on News Nation. We're, you know, that. But we really have a good program tonight about the war in Ukraine and the fraud that's taking place, the underreported story, hurting so many Americans on social media. People are giving the social media companies money, and they're never going to see it again.
All right. We'll be watching tonight, Bill. Bill, thank you so much, as always. Thanks for coming on today.
Thanks for having me, Dom.
All right. Bill O'Reilly here. YouTube, 1 million in Ireland. Go figure. Of course, O'Reilly, Ireland. All right. You got O'Reilly's take from Trump on this. Where in the world is this coming from with President Trump? You see the deal, and this is brilliant stuff. NATO buys the weapons. Some of the weapons go to Ukraine. Can't tell. We're going to need some expertise here. If they're offensive, they give Ukraine more reach on this. I'm just glad to see President Trump stepping up with Putin here, as I've always been saying. Now, is this somewhat difficult for MAGA, though, helping Ukraine? No, we're not paying for it. And he's drawn the European nations into it, as they should be. They're the line of defense there. All right, I'll give you this side question coming up. Here's how you get in. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push #1210. Your calls are next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Okay, it is Dom time. 855-839-1210. You heard O'Reilly, you heard me. Making too much of Epstein, the Russian deal, the Ukraine deal, the NATO deal here with President Trump has got a lot of upside to it. So the argument seems to be we're supposed to forget about the other things. I don't think people are. And O'Reilly and I hit upon a point there. It's not so much just about Epstein. It's about this long idea that elites, not just Epstein, but anybody connected with him, get away with it. And that was preached again and again and again. That's not going to happen. Trump comes to office. It's going to stop. So over the weekend, President Trump had several long Truth Social posts. And in one instance, he was even ratioed, meaning that essentially he got more replies than likes or anything else. People are saying no, even on Truth Social. Now, does that mean people are turned off than Trump? No, they're trying to appeal to him. They're trying to say, and you just heard O'Reilly give some suggestions. Here are some scenarios so you can get ahead of the curve here over the weekend that may have developed. They could appoint a special counsel or investigative team to review the Epstein case. They could remove redactions to the already released documents. They could petition courts that have sealed Epstein-related records to unseal them in cases in which the administration can't, or all the above. Why not put this to bed by doing those things? They are relatively simple. And again, I don't think Trump is involved even in the slightest in this. He did try to give a vote of confidence to Pam Bondi, but also said he called Dan Bongino and said everything's okay there. I don't think that's the case. I think they're pushing back on each other. And Bongino feeling his credibility, not just in this job, but when he goes back to talk radio, is compromised if he appears to be in the tank on this after going after it all these years. Here is Harry Enten on CNN. This is Cut 9, making the point that more people are Googling Epstein this week than tariffs or anything else. Here's what he said.
What a massive unforced error by the Trump administration. Donald Trump would love this story to go away, but in fact, interest is climbing higher and higher, to quote Jackie Wilson. Look at this. Google searches for Epstein up 1,200% this week versus last. And get this, it is currently the top topic search with Trump on Google alongside his presidency. So Donald Trump normally, you know, leans into stories in which there's controversy, like tariffs, for example. This is a story in which he's trying to get away from basically saying, why is anyone still interested in this story? But the bottom line is people are very interested in this story to historic degrees, at least this week.
Give us some perspective.
Okay, that's the gist of it. Okay, they are. So why are we being told shut up about this? Now, you know, talking with O'Reilly, I agree. Does this trump some of these other stories? We got two big stories out there. Epstein still, and then we have the deal that was just made. So I plan to talk about both. No, you're not allowed to do that. You must just say, you know, this is the typical thing that some people do when they tell you what you're going to talk about. And I'm trying to determine what people want us to be talking about, what they're interested in other words. And they're interested in Epstein. All right, let me give you the side question today. Over the weekend was the birthday of Harrison Ford. So we're looking for the perfect role. And usually I would say maybe you got to play it in more than one film, but maybe not necessarily. The perfect role that suited an actor or actress. In other words, they fit this, in our view, perfectly. You got to make the case. It's all in the call. So Indiana Jones, Henry suggested, for Harrison Ford. Yes, he fits it perfectly. Yeah, well, somebody else could have. Nah, I don't know about that. It's hard to imagine anybody else, right? I will say in A Few Good Men, Tom Cruise, punkish, in my view, perfectly played. And Nicholson as the gruff colonel, you know, telling him not you can't handle the truth, but the code red thing. I think you couldn't have cast it better. I defy you to have a better confrontation pair in the manner. In other words, you could get somebody that could confront him, but not in the manner of everything that he resents. He resents the Tom Cruise character. That's the point. Not somebody who would just get him riled up over the issue. It's a personal resentment. And that's why when he emotes, how that comes out. Well, when he tells him, you know, you sleep under the blanket that I freedom that I provide. You know, it's, yeah, you punk at parties, you know, and he's getting wound up. He's getting more. You can't do better than that. And Cruz's face, you could say, he would go after him in a second. So it's not prosecutorial, although I think the character that Cruz plays is brilliant in it. It's the personal edge that you get. All right, Henry, what's yours?
Yeah, I got a couple here today. I mean, there's so many good ones you could go
right.
with. I think the two I'm going to take off is Alan Rickman as Severus Snape in the Harry Potter series. Snape is a noted brooding, slow, flat talker, kind of evil, malevolent in his ways. And I think the way Alan Rickman portrays him on screen is very book accurate. The other one I got to take off, very obvious one, Sir Anthony Hopkins as Hannibal Lecter. If you've seen The Silence of the Lambs or Red Dragon, you know how good of a job he does. And compared to Brian Cox's Lecter, you know, in the movie Manhunter from 86, I think it's just a runaway. There's no one who could have done that role better than, I'd say, Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, that's one we're lucky enough to have comparison, right?
Yeah, oh,
it
totally.
It really shows when there's two or three versions of it.
I never saw Mads Mikkelsen do it, so I don't hold me to that. But Sir Anthony Hopkins.
All right, so you got the side question. We got Epstein going on. A scale of 1 to 10, where would you place it as far as interest? For interest, a 10. For importance, Will Panties in a Bunch there at the Philadelphia Inquirer. Will Bunch says, MAGA cares more about Jeffrey Epstein than dying without Medicaid. Which explains everything. MAGA rage over the Trump regime's failure to show an Epstein conspiracy reveals matters inside a right-wing bubble. And in other words, yeah, you ought to be concerned more about Medicaid. Hey, people are concerned with what they're concerned about. It could be a multitude of things. I mean, why are we saying just because you're concerned about Epstein, it's not on your radar screen what happened that Trump just did with the NATO deal / Ukraine in 50 days? Notice to Putin. I'm thrilled he's finally going after Putin. And the Putin fans out there, what do you make of that? He's stone cold evil. KGB, the whole thing. We've always said that. You're not going to penetrate him with flattery and all right, you want to try it? The bottom line is you need leverage over him. Will this provide that leverage? Not sure how offensive these weapons might be. We'll see. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All we need you to do is just push pound 1210 and we'll get you on board. Epstein, too big of a deal. Coming up, youtube.com/1210WPHT. People are nuts over this gravy sauce thing. We got this mysterious package addressed to me and to Rich and or Rich.
Ooh.
Yes, that Greg Stocker opened for me. That's what a program director is supposed to do.
That's a good boss.
And I will show you the contents of said package, along with a dossier of letters here about all kinds of things. But the poster, we got three copies of it. I'll save one here for Rich. Just shows you it's not Epstein. It's sauce gravy that drives America. It drives us nuts. Stop it already. 855-839-1210. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Giordano Show. So Maxwell, the Confederate, the woman in jail around Epstein, Daily Mail reporting. And look, Daily Mail is fairly steady. They're a bit tabloid. New York Post-esque. Reporting that she's willing to testify before Congress about the client list and about who, what, when, where, and why, with no guarantee of anything that we know of, and that people are blocking this. Why? What the heck is it specifically? No one seems to know definitively why you would block it. You heard O'Reilly tell you what Trump told him face-to-face, back and forth. Well, a lot of innocent people and all this stuff. And our people that have supported Trump, one of the goals is to say the elites have gotten away with, so-called, have gotten away with murder. Time to put a stop to that. You put Trump in there, the swamp, the elites, you're going to see that end. It started with Hillary, as an example. And there's anger over this. There's accountability. Then you have a lot of these right-wing influencers who feel that they can make hay with this and continue to do it. So you got both things going on here. I gave you some options that President Trump could consider and could do. All right, one other thing. I don't really have any taste for the... I've seen various iterations of Superman. I need somebody that saw Superman over the weekend. If it's a rainy day at the shore next week, Ro and I down there, I'd consider it then. But anyhow, we played you various clips of an actor involved with it, talking about illegal immigration or immigrants and Superman. It was the director,
James
not
Gunn,
the actor.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But here it appears, by most accounts, that the film does not wallow in that. And it did, I'd have to say, very well, at least in the United States. I think third highest of a first weekend release, which is good. Internationally, not so much. I think it was only 95 million. People speculating, oh, they hate Trump, that's why. And Superman represents America. So was this a false alarm for God knows what reason? According to several accounts, they didn't think the film went down that path. And look, if the film had bombed, I was all set to say, based upon what we heard last week, yep, there you go again. But apparently it doesn't have those elements, at least in the way that we thought. I don't see any other machination out there why it would do that well. Oh, it was a slow week. There was nothing else. I don't know about that. Is this fake news again? But we did play you the director talking about this, and yet the film did not move itself. It was different than the usual story. Put some twist in there from what I can tell in the breakdown of critics. But if you saw it, were you okay with it? Did you go in with trepidation based upon what we thought was the preview? So it might do pretty well the second weekend, since word of now it had in the 90 percentile most of the weekend leading in on Rotten Tomatoes. Across the board, you can't judge by critics. They're different than the audience. We know that. So overall, this did pretty well, to put it mildly, astonishingly well, I think. All right. So it's 855-839-1210. You get a line. If you saw it, we'll jump you in there right away. Were you pleased, or did you find it still had the remnants of being woke? Apparently not. And I don't want to pay to have to go see it just to determine that. But it is a hit for the first weekend, everything considered. It should make money now based upon what I've seen. All right. YouTube.com/1210WPHT. We got in the mail in this package that our bomb detection team had to look at. Greg Stocker brought it in. Then he said, I'm getting out of here. It's for host. It was addressed to Rich and or Dom, where it said Dom and or Rich. And what it is, if you can imagine, is this vast array of products all saying sauce. Now, why? And they said a stunage. Yeah, stunage. Dom and Tioli. It is sauce. Well, first of all, see, oh, he is not a stew-not in this. He's the one saying sauce. Well, that he is a stew-not then. All right, I'll leave one here for him when he comes in, or we'll ship it down the mail transit over to his undisclosed studio. But when you take a look at this, what kind of maniacs are this craze sending me this? All right, and then it's complete with a file of letters about conversations over the course of time. And these are very nice and well-credentialed people who sent this.
Really?
Although it doesn't seem, well, Joey from Philly, but the letters don't seem to go with Joey. And all of them say sauce on this. I mean, Hunts. You're going to bring a Hunt to an Italian debate here? I don't think so.
I won't even put their ketchup on my burger.
No, that's right. I mean, they don't have anything here. Ragu, these look like mayonnaise jars. Come on. You can't bring ragu into this. That really is way out of bounds. That's a disgrace. Infamia. Or I made one up. But the letters, where do I have the letters? A folder of letters that were neatly typed, but also they sent us the big talker, me with Roe at the pot. I don't know if they kept this from years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Got a little historian on our hands here.
That's right. And Dom Giordano and or Rich Dioli. Odyssey, Pennsylvania, LLC. My God. Oh, God. I can't even reveal some of it. All right, we'll dribble that out as the day goes on.
I got to know. Do you think this was actually Joe from Philly, or do you think it was one of your close, you know, confidants here sending you a message? Like, I know you.
It's got an official letterhead, Mr. and Mrs. Joseph A., and I won't say the last name
Joseph A. Bank.
Yeah, and there's enough in here for Rich and for me. There's copies. The stages of dating an Italian girl. She's cute. She's funny. She's funny mean. Please send help. Wow, she still made me dinner. Oh, good stuff. No, I wasn't afraid to open the box, but the gravy sauce debate. All right, so they haven't caught on yet. Someday, one of these companies is going to put gravy on. They're going to be an instant hit.
Oh, yeah.
People will be talking about it. All right, so I've got fodder for the Rich Dioli Show. I'm helping out the team here. It is 855-839-1210. You get in. Epstein, the Russia deal, tariffs, 50 days. And you got the side question. You're really going to bring it today. An actor who perfectly fit the role. Let me go to Charlie in Philly. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Charlie, afternoon.
How you doing? I'm curious are you able to check it and find out, like some of these big companies like Goldman Sachs, let's say, or, you know, these Wall Street giants, do they have like pay packages that might have included trips to Epstein's island? You know what I mean?
I don't think they're going to do that's that. You want, if they
I'll
were,
bet they did. I mean, I know a girl was a part-time secretary in a medical group in Philadelphia, and she said, you won't believe the vacations. These doctors, they get like every year they get a trip to Israel, and they get a Hawaii trip, and they get, you know what I mean?
Yeah, wait a minute. A trip to Israel and Hawaii is one thing. Getting sent to Epstein's, I mean, it was notorious in public view.
If you're a big wheel at Goldman Sachs, it's probably not unusual that you take a trip away from your loved ones and go on a vacation to Epstein Island or somewhere undisclosed. You know what I mean? It's just part of the good boy network, you know?
Thank you, Charlie. Goldman Sachs. All right, let's read your package. Epstein Island. Oh, God. All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Boy, it's amazing. The suspicions here. All right, but this is a big deal. Again, until President Trump does something to move toward releasing something, I think it's going to remain a big deal. All right, get into on the actor situation. And on the gravy sauce thing, I appreciate the effort. The gravy people don't get as angry, though. There are people that said for the next Mulligans, which will be in August, I'll give you the exact date, maybe tomorrow, We ought to do part two of this. No, because if the gravy does better, they're going to say we fixed it. There'll be a full investigation. Epstein was involved, you know, that kind of. No. Got to come up with a new one. I am looking for I don't think there's anything quite like it out there that can match gravy or sauce. All right. And the deal, this is brilliant Trump dealing here. NATO pays for all this. They send a lot of this stuff off to Ukraine. And the only question I have is, I know the Patriot missiles are defensive. Is this going to move the needle with Putin on that level? Does this increase their firepower? I don't mean just now they have more material, but are any of the things being sold is it something new we're giving them here? Does Putin care about the tariffs? If he believes that Trump actually will do it, yeah, I think he does. 50 days is a long time, though. All right, more calls coming up. 855-839-1210. All right, it is Dom time. So Ro usually doesn't get involved in stuff like this, but just texted me. You got what? A poster? I'll make a bigger one. Why don't we take out a billboard? I have to check with Greg Stocker. I would consider that. I've always wanted to do a billboard, and maybe in an out-of-way place, not on 95, off some highway, and just have people drive by and see it. Gravy! We're tired of this. That's it. Oh, my goodness. This comes in this mysterious box, though, all wrapped up. Dom Giordano or whatever, Rich Zioli. Watch Zioli today, an hour. Probably leads with this. Russia, Epstein. Here's the definitive evidence, like the murder weapon. All right. Let's go to Sam Chu and Radnor on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Sam, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Yes.
I got a cold. So first of all, I'm not Italian, I'm English, but I'll tell you, to me, anything with gravy is anything that has flour in it, period.
Okay.
Other than that, you know, that's what I've always thought with my grandmother and everything else. So secondly, I love your show. You know that I love you. You know that I vote for the Academy Awards, so I have to see everything. I was the only actor that ever played every Kennedy but Rose. You know about that. I was on the Bionic Woman. So
yeah.
Believe it or not, Dom, I love you so much. Coincidentally, I listen every day. I was one of the people that cast David Corenswet in one of his first plays ever at Shipley, because when I gave up acting, moved back to Radnor in 2007, in about he graduated 2012. And I was casting a thing where it was like Gone with the Wind, and I wanted really dramatic, good-looking actors that had some talent. He gets up and he reads, and Philip Brown, who's the head of the theater department, and Emma Gibson, we all looked at each other and we went, you know, this guy's, not only is he a hunk, but he's got some talent. We never thought it would happen, but lo and behold, he went on to become Superman, and I'm so proud of him. But that being said, Dom, I rarely walk out of a movie. I saw it at King of Prussia last week by myself, and it was all I could do to sit through it. I hate to say it. I thought David was wonderful. The lead girl was wonderful. The movie, the pyrotechnics, all of that. You know, the Millie Alcock, who played Supergirl, was over the top. The Nicholas Holt, who played Liz Luther, looked like sort of a male model who had shaved his head. He was not at all. He wasn't at all menacing.
Right.
And David. I don't think the photography, Dom, did justice at all to David. He's a great. I will say, between you and me, as far as a hunk, I think Christopher Reeve was a more refined, sensitive-looking guy, and perhaps maybe a better Superman, only in the sense that he had vulnerability and warmth and sweetness. But he also had an edge.
Yeah, but Sam, let me get back to the political part of this, if you would. That's what we were told by the director last week, the immigrant, cruelty. Yeah. He used the word cruelty. And yet, I've seen some reviews now, people saying that wasn't in the film.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
I was not aware of that at all. But I didn't think the direction did justice to David's talent. He's immensely talented, but he came off sort of like a weak puppy dog, you know, that just wanted to be loved and liked. And it somehow the movie did not work for me. There were a few good reviews, but by and large, I was not overly impressed by it, but I get what they were saying about the political thing, and I thought, oh my God, we're going to make everybody's either going to be a minority or this or that and the other
right.
thing. But I didn't think that
good.
Permeated
well, why,
the film.
Why did the film do very well? I would say.
I think it did very well, but I got to be honest with you. A lot of the people that I talked to that came out of it, and that I've talked to subsequently, said, you know, he's a great actor, and the girl was very good too. But they didn't think the film was anywhere nearly as good as the one with Christopher Reeves.
Gotcha. Thank you, Sam, very much. All right, we got somebody actually reviewing it from the inside. I'm not going to see it again. It's a rainy day choice, but. You know, Scorsese said it was 10 years ago. Bill Kornfeld was producing with me. And I think Bill was a fan of superhero movies. They were the rage. But we're up to the eights or tens in most of these now. Enough already. What are you going to do with Superman other than spoil it? Your interpretation of it.
Yeah, I just tune these kinds right. of stories out where it's like, oh, the movie's gone woke. Because right. like I think about like Barbie and how people are like, you know, Ben Shapiro was like all upset, like, oh my gosh, it's making fun of men. Like, don't see this. Like, you know, your boys will thank you if you keep them away from
this.
That's too
extreme, but it was the director's
But it ended up being good. No, but it ended up being good. And then the same thing in the right. like the inverse with, what was the movie with Jim Caviezel as the star with the human trafficking. Oh my gosh, I'm blanking on it.
Silence, something silence in there.
Yeah, like that movie, like people are complaining about, oh, how it's anti-immigrant, and then the other side, you know, saying like, oh no, it's, you know, it's pro, The Sound of Freedom, that's what it was.
Yeah.
You know, it's too pro-male fantasy, and it ended up just being an okay movie. I didn't think either way of it.
But we played the director, though. Why is he saying stuff like that?
Just to cause headlines, I guess. He is a good troll.
Yeah, but those are bad headlines, I think, for you. So, I mean, I don't think they're good.
I mean, I guess you do have to comment on the immigrant thing, because I guess technically Superman is an immigrant. He comes from Jor-El or whatever. He comes from Krypton.
Yeah, I know, but in a million years.
I don't know. I guess it was the way the question was phrased or something. I don't know why he had to say it like that, but like these directors aren't making movies to, you know, have some sort of social ploy here. Like, they want to get their message out. They want to make a good movie. I don't agree with this notion that these directors solely make the movie to get, you know, some sort of message out there. I just don't see the art for that.
I don't see it on every single one of them. There are instances of it. And I thought when he said that, that's kind of curious. It's almost sabotaging, but it did well.
He just got placed in front of billions and billions of dollars. You know, he's the head of DC now. He is their vision. He's not going to make their vision woke after, you know, just seeing what Disney did.
I hear you, but then don't say that. That would be pretty simple. Just talk about the art of the
film.
Well,
that's something. Yeah. Like, you got to separate art and the artist. The artist might say one thing, and you might not like that, but the art still may be good. And that's kind of how I see it at this point.
All right.
With these scenarios that seemingly pop up at least once, twice a year.
Okay, if you saw it, we'd love to hear from you. You heard Sam Chu, who actually coached up the lead character. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all I need you to do is just push #1210. Get in on the side question, too. Epstein, would Maxwell really testify before Congress? I think that would be good. Now, you run the risk. Does she impugn innocent people that just had some kind of vague connection? Did you say Dershowitz is on the show tomorrow, Henry?
We're hoping to have him on tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. All right. So, yeah,
this week, for sure.
Yeah, okay. We hope to have Alan Dershowitz on, who was the attorney at one point or several points for Epstein, to talk about this and what he knows or what he thinks is going on here. All right, 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.